Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, this is the key thing to understand about Arctic Frost and Jack Smith, the liar, perjurer, and wannabe felon who persecuted Trump. I can't really call it a prosecution. Remember who Jack Smith is for a moment. Remember when Trump faced 5 court cases, 700 years in prison total? Looked like he was going to spend the rest of his life in prison. One of the strongest cases was the classified documents case, or it looked like it was. It was critical the order the documents were in the box that they shipped to Trump from the federal government that he didn't even want. Because some of them would have been when he was president, he had the right to declassify them. Some of them would have been after presidency, doesn't have the right to declassify them. FBI, Jack Smith swore, no, we haven't touched the order at all, not us. In writing, by the way. Turns out they lied. One of the other attorneys working on the case, who wasn't one of Trump's attorneys, caught them lying, and they were forced to admit to the court, okay, we did shuffle the order of the papers. You mean you tampered with the evidence? Yeah, that's a felony. And you lied to the court about it? Oh, score, another felony. That's why that hearing never happened. Rosemary Collier down in Florida. I made a huge deal about it. Our side didn't really latch onto it much. I think it was so busy during that time. You know, all the times they were trying to kill him and stuff, assassinate him. Anyway, so what happened was Collier immediately stopped the trial of Trump and essentially put the Department of Justice and Jack Smith on trial, trying to get to the bottom of those crimes. And at the end, she dismissed the case. A lot of people don't know that. They were desperate to get him. Now we find out that the felon, and he should be a felon, he should be charged with a felony just for that. Crazy how he gets away with it. He's spying on the 92 Republican entities that make up the whole, basically, GOP in America, okay, on the one hand. But he's also spying on these 8 senators. Why these 8? If you follow politics, they're exactly who I would spy on if I knew I had committed massive absentee ballot fraud. And they would be the most likely to get the whistleblower reports, hold hearings, hold press conferences. Everyone from Ron Johnson to Marsha Blackburn to Chuck Grassley, that's exactly who does this. And if you know that the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and the Chinese Communist Party participated in massive absentee ballot fraud, that's exactly who you spy on. And that's why they were spying on them using the excuse of January 6th, even though it was illegal spying, doesn't matter what excuse you use. Let's go back and review, shall we? Kash Patel, through a whistleblower, is now the head of the FBI, finds out something amazing. But by the way, folks, our side really needs to dig into this. It's the most, one of the most important things out there, and we've hardly gotten any cover. We find out the FBI whistleblower comes to an FBI office and lets them know the Chinese have stolen the IDs of millions of people on TikTok. They're using those to manufacture fake absentee ballots to help Joe Biden win in 2020. That once they're manufacturing, are indistinguishable from the real thing. That was thing number one. 2 interviews with the informant on that. It gets logged in the FBI system. The interviews have been done, right? Like everything gets logged. Then in a separate situation, Customs and Border Patrol in Chicago O'Hare catches a massive tranche of these ballots coming from China, 19,000 fake ballots that are indistinguishable from the real thing. Calls up the FBI. Now, this whole time, they're spying on Republicans, okay? And they're spying on him specifically about election fraud. Why? They're terrified these Republicans will investigate, find out what they and the Chinese Communist Party did. Now, what did Akash Patel let us know last few months? The FBI not only did not investigate the Chinese absentee ballot fraud, they shut the case down and scrubbed all reference to it from their servers in the system. That's weird. Now we find out they're spying on the only senators who'd ask questions about these things, who would have held hearings, and especially Grassley, who has just a procession of whistleblowers. They were scared to death. They were scared to, these are the senators who would have got to the bottom of it if, on the absentee ballot fraud. That's why they were watching them. Now, remember the rest of the history. CISA, the cybersecurity agency Trump founded, but was immediately weaponized against us. What did CISA do in June and July of 2020? They put out a bid, ultimately built an algorithm to detect the words on social media, absentee ballot fraud, oddly specific. How did they know they'd need that algorithm in the summer of 2020? Weird, right? Then it gets to August and September of 2020, and I began blowing a whistle about this. Something's up. When we have both Facebook and Twitter announce any questioning of the election outcome, fraud, whatever, will be censored. We're not even let you talk about it in the messages that you send your family. Well, we haven't even had the election yet. How do you know that fraud will be a thing? I don't know. Same way they knew they needed an algorithm to censor the words absentee ballot fraud, the very thing the Chinese were doing, you know, shipping the absentee ballots in. And remember, social media pressure to censor anything about election fraud. Facebook, Twitter announced they'll censor all of it months ahead of the election. Jack Smith's, this is why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem illegally. They were scared to death that we were going to investigate slash find the election fraud. Whistleblowers were going to emerge. We're going to figure out the Chinese connection, which we didn't even figure out the last few months. Akash Patel got it. I hope they're investigating that. That's why they were spying on the whole Republican ecosystem and specifically these eight senators, because these eight senators are exactly who would have the highest chance of getting the whistleblower. Number one highest chance the Senate would be Grassley. They spied on him. Number two highest chance would be Ron Johnson to get that whistleblower. Those two work together all the time. Marsha Blackburn, same thing. She's got whistleblowers too. But they're also just not as much a part of the leadership. That's who would have investigated this. That's why they were spying. They were scared to death we'd figure out how they stole the election with the Chinese. And I think they were preparing for show trials should Kamala Harris or Joe Biden win. Just go ahead and put, you know, the main components of the Republican leadership in prison so nobody really challenges them again. And they were spying illegally. Folks, Jack Smith must be prosecuted for this. We must know who did it at the FBI and prosecute them. But the scariest thing of all about this, again, as I said in the last segment, we didn't get this from Akash Patel. We got it from a whistleblower who went to Grassley. Akash Patel didn't even know. Folks, this was the biggest investigation the FBI was running for the last 4 years. Fully 13% of the FBI was engaged in it. Akash Patel can't even get basic answers. We're not in charge, folks. And that is a dangerous situation. We do not control this deep state. They still do. And we are in mortal danger every day. That is the case. The firings must begin now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.